you could have it all together, even have natural power, and you could still self-sabotage around women. So what we want to do here in this call is to get more insight so you can start removing your own self-sabotaging blocks to connection with women, which includes the physicality of setting up dates and all of that stuff, where sex isn't something that a woman has power over you to reject, or sex as something to get outside of yourself, but where you're so fulfilled that you are sex, and that connecting physically with another woman, meeting another woman, is just another physical experience of the connectedness and the source sexiness that you already are. Because if you don't actually value physical flirting and connection with a woman, now you could say you value it consciously, but if you really don't value it subconsciously, if your subconscious believes and values fantasy sex as what it values, it's going to attract more of fantasy. So you could say, oh yeah, I consciously value meeting women, when entirely you're driven by fantasy. That's why it's so difficult for many men to have an actual simple connection with a woman. Sex, as we know, can mean so many different things. And what it really is, and I encourage you to take notes during this, is what your subconscious feels and values as sex. The ego itself, the chattering monkey mind, could be one of your greatest blocks to attraction and connection. And the hotter she is, the more you start thinking and you're stuck in your mind and you're not in your body and you're not in that flow of life force power with and through you that she's feeling. As soon as you start thinking at all, it's taking you out of sexual presence. It's taking you out of that connection with a woman. So the real solution, if you know you're on the mailing list, we've talked about, everything boils down to sexual presence. When you are sexually present, the monkey mind chatter, oh, she's so hot, what would she say if I approach? It doesn't exist, and it doesn't phase you. So if you just focus on developing sexual presence, you're centered in your body, and you're not thrown off by the monkey mind, releasing your own judgments and projections towards a woman's sexuality, that anywhere you go, you're just so connected sexually because you have an understanding, a subconscious valuation. This gets into the highest level, like power stuff around women, where sex for you is your alignment to life. It's your alignment to heaven and earth and that power within through you consciously and on the subconscious level, so that literally your soul is congruent with life itself, connected to your masculine power. And so you do like natural grounding and different transformational things to become more embodied, to become more sexually present, so that you're not thrown off by the monkey mind or ego or the subconscious programs that could be stopping and self-sabotaging you for years. So naturals with women, they don't really worry about things because they're in alignment with life. And they value the physicality of sex. Because you could say, yeah, I want to make out with her, when your subconscious would rather be fantasizing about her away from her, then there's going to be a disconnection with a woman in the moment. So when you have your subconscious aligned to physical seduction, the physical path of attraction, when your subconscious values flirting, and this is so simple, and if you just got this and lived it, everything would change for you. When your subconscious values flirting with real physical women, mujeres, then everything will change. So you want to give yourself new experiences of connection physically with women where you value them flirting, you value them lighting up around you. Just like the women are in natural grounding videos, you want to bridge that connection with women physically. There's flirting without flirting. And what do I mean by that? It's where you're so sexually and spiritually connected that in 3 seconds of eye contact alone, a woman will feel such powerful connection with you that she just knows. She knows that there's more there, that there's this great power that's so attractive. Flirting without flirting, it was just this yummy, enjoyable, powerful, attuning eye contact and connection. So if you want to have connection with women, then do you even value it? So do you really value physical connections? Once you really value it, then you'll start attracting that. So the behavior of women will change in response to you. Physical intercourse is just another experience of the connection that you already have. So how long does it take to change this? It doesn't take any time because there's only the now. So if you still have blocks to connection, there's something you're not accepting about your greater truth and who you really are. In accepting and then embracing and embodying that greater truth, I like to work at the life force levels itself now with sexual polarities. And that's when you get into that stuff, Qigong, you're able to become so powerfully connected and present that when you experience life force level with and through you, it gives you more power to fade your monkey mind, your clutter, the dysfunctional programs, so that they don't even affect you. Because if you were truly present, even if you had great dysfunctional programs, and it's good to release them, they wouldn't throw you off around women. You know, practice approaching 10 women without worrying about getting their number. So it's just making a connection. Physically, just chatting them up, ask for directions, and just leave it at that. Be the one to break it off, just so you give yourself more of a connected experience physically with women. As you become more self-accepting, you will find and discover that hotter and hotter women start really responding to you. Do the embodiment practices so you're not thrown off by any form of rejection and be unattached to the outcome. Once you become accepting of the empowerment of Western women for what it is, and you're sexually aligned with life and not thrown off around them, they've met their match. Because your conscious mind will object to that or object to having a girlfriend that doesn't meet your standards, and you're going to hold out for your standards while you continue to fantasize and be disconnected for years. Come on. Like, you got to call your own BS when you see it. Do you really value the physical? Then relook at this stuff and be like, she isn't the prettiest, but okay, she is into me. Maybe I will go with it and just, you know, have that experience for both of us, because that's the alignment, that's the dynamic that works. Everything works when a woman is into you. So find the women right now that are into you and then develop that experience. Now, as you become more empowered, you can exercise your choice and you'll have more options. You want to value the divine feminine within women. If you're already doing natural grounding, you have a massive advantage. So it's really your own projections that she's separate and that there's these dualities and borders that are preventing connection. And then when you have the experience and build up a history of connection with women physically, sexually, spiritually, it's pretty insane. Once you dissolve the barrier, like, oh, that's just a music video, it's like, no, that's actually how women behave around me in the proper space and environment. That's right. They start doing choreographed style dancing. I love it. Not all the time, but they really actually light up like that. So you value the alignment with life, the energy within them more important than the woman, then she doesn't have the power to reject you. Might want to soak that one in. So then you own that power and confidence, and you build new experiences with new women socially. And women you're dating, yeah, you're confident, you're not thrown off because she doesn't have the power to take anything away from you, then no single woman can take any power away from you. So you're just confident around all women. So it's such a priceless thing to embody this. I have no anxiety around women because I truly believe this and I embody it. My connection to life is the most important thing, to source, to heaven and earth. At that life force level, as you become more embodied and connected, when sex is your connection subconsciously and you're congruent with that to source and the divine feminine within her, that's like a most powerful level of reality you have. Then you're just confident and you build the experiences with hotter and hotter women where physically, you know, and women that would previously like scare the crap out of you, where you're just rock solid around them in your presence, equal to their power because you're accepting of their power and you're connected to the power that is within them, that you're actually probably at a higher frequency. So again, the power is actually with you and not against you. So this is one of the reasons why group coaching and an immersive transformational process is so important, because when you're in the suck reality, you can't often see outside of it or how to get out of it, and everything just kind of torturous. Well, I've been through all of that and got the best training in the world to help men change that reality, where you actually become more powerful, confident, and unflappable around powerful, beautiful women. So, yeah, the sexual presence transformation program. If you're doing things on your own, you just want to be aware of it's probably going to take longer because you're going to keep stopping yourself and you can't always see specifically what it is for you that's stopping you. It could be a subconscious blind spot. Because if you're like, she's independent, she's too beautiful, she's on a pedestal, that's all coming from you. Here's the thing. Yes, she is that. She owns it. So you can't keep resisting that anymore. Otherwise, it's you that's projecting she is on the pedestal. So what do? Subconsciously accept her power for what it is. When you're equal, when you're accepting, coming from love, acceptance, forgiveness of powerful, beautiful women, you're not projecting disconnection. Then you're equal. Then they're going to be like, they're not going to feel this subconscious resistance around you in their gut. They're going to be like, whoa, this guy, he's cool. He's not judging us. I can trust him. I can open up to him because he's truly not judging me. And like, if someone's judging us, we're going to judge them back, and we don't want to be connected with people like that. So it's really about releasing your own deeper subconscious projections, prejudices, ignorance towards beautiful, sexy women and their bodies. And we also cover that in SPX. If you consciously say, okay, yeah, I'm going to respect her as my equal, but your subconscious is still putting her on the pedestal and projecting, yeah, I'm not worthy, that's coming across instantly to her. They know. So it's about removing and dissolving your own disconnection. But instead, there's this open flow where there's just acceptance, where then the sexual connection and power you've already built up, instead of being blocked, is going to start coming across and coming through in the eye contact, for example, and hitting her chakras. And it's like, and she'll know within a couple seconds. You're going to see that the hotter and hotter ones start opening up and responding to you because it's actually your own self-acceptance that you're removing the blocks towards oneness and her level of power and beauty. So it's what level is possible of self-acceptance? Then you're getting into rock star levels, metaphysical levels of sexual power, which is my specialty. To be more present so that you're truly in the moment with a woman, if you're just not thrown off and you're just in your body, none of the mental clutter even matters. So it's about really taking this seriously if you value connection with women. And if you want to take this into relationships, what level of spiritual connection, what level of heart connection is even possible? Well, now we're talking about the peak of human conscious experience itself. There's no limits to this. But you can be this man who's so sexually connected to his own masculine power, his divine power to procreate life, who is so connected and knowing and owning of it, of the power within women, even when they can't see it.
Whew.
That's right, baby. Yeah. Even when the women are disconnected themselves, it's your acceptance of where they're at and knowing that you can bring them into a higher subjective experience, closer to oneness, because you're so connected and you don't need them to approve of you, because you've redefined your definition of sex to be your connection to heaven and earth and the sexual polarity in experience is more important than any one single woman. So you start really getting the experience of women flirting, like in the natural grounding videos. Do natural grounding and presence work before you go on a date. And then if you could hang out with a natural or an awakened natural, you're going to see a different level of reality and how things, the attraction force is so strong. Women will start dancing when there's no music. Consensual adults, women love sex. And by sex, that's that balance of life force energy. So the level that you're accepting and okay with your own sexuality, the more you've cleared out your projections towards beautiful, sexy, powerful women, the more connection you're going to have with them, that they can be that free and it's okay. Because you don't judge them. What I do recommend is, if you really want to dive in, consider, you know, just getting on a strategy call with me, whether you might be interested in something. We can just see where you're at. We can get more specific into your where you're at right now, what still might be holding you back from connection with women and just having more confidence and attraction and so forth. Whether that would lead to SPX or Power Liminals or Disney.com, who knows? So thanks, guys. Look for Vault 3 is coming out soon, and we do have the Facebook group. So take care, guys, and thanks for showing up.